Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges. It's Monday, so we're introducing our topic for the week, because these challenges follow a weekly rhythm that keeps us in sync together as a community, learning the same things on the same days, even if we aren't together in one place. So after introducing the idea on Monday, Tuesdays we study the Bible, Wednesdays we see how that changes and transforms our thinking, Thursdays we try to apply and live out what we've been learning, Fridays we take time for prayer and reflection, Saturday's a day of rest, and then Sunday's a day for community. We have a brand new Christian community that meets in Ajax every second Sunday, and I'd love for you to see what our community is all about. We worship and learn together, all ages, in one space. That's why we call it Redeemer Church's Family Room. And you can visit redeemerajax.ca for more information. Well, I just read the book Creativity Incorporated. It's a book that is meant for a bit of a business or creative audience. It's all about the famous animated film studio Pixar that really came to fame through Steve Jobs' leadership. It's an interesting read about how, it's not really about how they made their movies or anything, but it's about the organization itself. How they structured their organization, their leadership, to encourage innovation and creativity. They talked about this kind of innovation and creativity throughout the organization, and it touched on all different areas of their business, including things like furniture. They found their boardroom table just was completely not conducive to the kind of organization they claimed to be, where it was all about creativity and everybody's ideas counted and so on. They found that the way they were doing board meetings just didn't work, and so they changed out their beautiful boardroom table for one where they could all see each other and talk to each other. And when that wasn't working, they took away the name tags that showed who was in charge and who wasn't. So there were things like that that they did to try and structure their organization to do something really great. And they did. They made some incredible movies that are loved by many today. Now, the author described sort of the secret sauce of their organization as something he called fearless innovation. Here's how he described it. Unleashing creativity requires that we loosen the controls, accept risk, trust our colleagues, work to clear the path for them, and pay attention to anything that creates fear. Now, for Christians and the organizations or communities that they form, called the church, there's another secret sauce. There's another essential ingredient that makes church really special, that makes church work, that makes church church, that makes a Christian community. And it's not fearless innovation, though that's not always a bad thing. What it is love. And not just any love, but a kind of sacrificial love learned from Jesus and lived out by his followers. We'll explore this week one of the most famous passages from the Bible, read at many, many weddings. Love is patient, love is kind, that one. We'll read that and learn how it applies to Christian communities, churches, not just to people in love. But we'll do that tomorrow. In the meantime, I've got a question for you to explore. Have you ever encountered a Christian or a church that lacked love? How could you tell? Share the experience with someone. Have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.